Pete Frazier used to do that.
He did?
Yes, sir. When his mother went crazy, they had her in the asylum, and he was cooking cornbread for him and Bell.
What do they call that kind of bread? Did they have a name for it?
The corn dogs or something. Uh-huh. What's the big tin ashes?
Uh-huh. They ever call it ash bread or ash cake?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Ash bread. Ash yes, bread. I've seen them dig down in my ashes, put that.
Mm-hmm. Have ashes on the
frame? Birth ashes old.
Oh.
Yeah. But sometimes they wrap it in paper too. Yeah. They wrap it
up. I often just put it down in there and bake it.
Mm-hmm. And when women used to do the wash, they'd take these big heavy iron things and boil the water in it.
Yeah, a big pot. You can smell the fine under that kiln.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Right. And then something you put cut flowers in.
Well, in the basement.
Sure. And then the things you eat with at the table, you have three.
Forks.
Yeah, and the other two things. Fork.
Spoon.
And
spoon, knife.
Okay, you might have two. You might have a one for butter and then a longer one.
Yeah,
and
longer one.
Two. Yeah.
Two
Yeah.
Two parts and knives.
Okay, that's it, sure. And after a meal, the woman says, now I must what the dishes? I must
wash the dishes.
And then she holds the dish under soapy water and it has soapy water on it and she holds it under clear water to
rinse it.
Yeah. You know, and then something she might hold in her hand to get the food off the dish.
Right.
Sure. And then something to dry the dish with. And something you might put soap on when you're washing your face, a piece of rag or
wash rag.
Okay, and then you dry yourself with a
towel.
Now, at the sink, there are two. You have a two hot for hot and cold.
Yeah.
And the water comes out. What is that called?
Faucet.
Do you ever call that anything else?
Speak it.
All right. How about on the side of a house where you put in a, where you attach a hose?
I got one right out there.
What would you call that?
Yeah, it's a hydrant. Right?
Okay, that's fine. And how about on a barrel?
Faucet.
All right. And then if the weather dropped down below freezing, you might say the water in the pipe expanded and the pipe
bursted.
Okay. Now, if you were going to pour something from a larger container into a smaller container, you might have you might make something like this.
A funnel.
Okay. And then something you cracked in driving the horse, you'd crack
whip.
It.
Whip.
Let me say it again, please.
Whip.
Yeah. And then if you went to the store and got a dozen oranges, the grocer might put them in a paper.
Cool.
Okay. And what's that made of?
Paper.
Yeah, all right. And then, did you ever use that expression for measures? I mean, for a certain amount, you mean a poke of something, meaning a certain amount of something?
Measure.
Well, I mean, would you ever say like a poke of flour, meaning a certain amount of flour? Like it meant a definite amount, or the pokes were the pokes all different sizes? All right. Well, I just mean like you might say, you know, a 5-pound bag of
you cold.
A 5-pound bag of flour or something like that. So I just wondered if you'd ever use the term poke in that
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, we use the word sack.
I see. And how about 100 pounds of potatoes or something? What would they put those in?
A tote sack.
Okay. Now, what was that again?
A grass sack.
Yeah.
A tote sack.
Okay.
On toad sacks.
All right. And then the amount of corn that you could take to the mill at one time.